Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of the series Self-Improvement. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this series, we have been looking at those factors which we need to work on, we need to identify so we can correct them, rectify them, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, that will help us succeed in this world and the hereafter by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this episode, we'll discuss another aspect of this most important work, this most important job for us, and that is to keep always reflecting and reforming. But before that, as always, we'll start our episode by reciting the benefits, by sharing the benefit of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, adorn your gatherings with salat upon me, as your recitation of salat upon me shall certainly be light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, how many times we listen to the advantages of paying salutation in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But the question we need to ask ourselves is that though we are constantly reminding, and that's one of the biggest beauties of the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, whichever platform you look at, Dawat-e-Islami's Madani channel, Dawat-e-Islami's social media, Dawat-e-Islami's physical activities, face-to-face events, wherever you are, we are reminded of paying salutation upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here again, we are reminded to do them in gatherings. So that's what we need to use this as a litmus test for our own gatherings. If we all think to ourselves, what sort of gathering do I attend? Who are the group of my friends? What is the style of my party? When I go to an event, when I attend any gathering, when I actually am invited to someone and I go there as a guest, or I'm the host and someone comes to me and I've organized this grand event, this party, whatever it might be, is that party one which I could be proud of on the day of judgment? Is that a group of friends? Is that the company which reminds me of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where I talk about the matters of the hereafter, where I talk about the matters of success in the hereafter? And if I do, then indeed that's the gathering to belong, that's the party to join, that's the event to attend. But my dear viewers of Madani channel, if my events, if my gatherings are such that I go there and I am so distracted that I forget about Salah, I'm so distracted that I forget about my obligation to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is the gathering to avoid. Because this is the gathering which is going to destroy me in this world and the hereafter. So this is a litmus test which we have been given. The standard is set that our gatherings should be such which remind me of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It reminds me of my obligations to Him. It reminds me of my relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we get in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. That's what Dawat-e-Islami is. It gives us that opportunity. It gives us that platform. It gives us that occasion which we can use To do what? To enhance our love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, there are everyone a true Muslim, a true believer, a true faithful. He wants paradise because this is one of the goals, the objectives. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has invited us to do that. And how do we attain that? How do we achieve that? What are those actions which lead us to paradise? And this will not be achievable unless we do those actions which please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that won't be achieved until we improve ourselves, until we do something about the cleanliness of our heart, about the clarity of our thoughts, about the food for our soul. And that would, unless we do that, then we are not going to walk the path which leads us to paradise. But let's listen from the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and let's listen to what are those actions which lead to paradise. Subhanallah, the beautiful of companions, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala, he explains, hadith from Musnad Imam Ahmad, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once took hold of my hand. That's Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala saying, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once took hold of my hand and declared, Ya Aba Sa'id, Abu Sa'id, there are three matters. Whoever says and accepts these shall enter paradise. So Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala says, I asked, what are those three matters, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayka wa sallam? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Subhanallah. To your viewers of Madani channel, listen. These are the words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the granter of Jannah by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He replies, whoever is pleased with Allah as their Lord, Islam as their religion, and Muhammad as their messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, the following was then mentioned, وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. This now collectively means whoever is pleased with Allah as their Lord, Islam as their religion, and Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as their messenger, such a person shall have paradise become wajib for them. Sayyidina Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala, the Prophet's loving uncle, explains how the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, and this is hadith from Jami Tirmidhi. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever is pleased with Allah as their Lord, Islam as their religion, and Muhammad as their messenger, has found the sweetness of faith. Subhanallah. The scholars, the muhaddithin, they describe how our hearts can taste intangible facets of spirituality, such as the positive spiritual effect fostered by acts of worship. The same way our tongues are able to taste things. Subhanallah. What is the sweetness of faith? What's the flavor of faith? How does one achieve that? Allahu Akbar. That's what scholars are telling. The way our tongues are able to taste things, the scholars, they say that our hearts can taste intangible facets of spirituality. So though we can't hold them, they're intangible, but our heart can taste them. How? This will happen when this positive spiritual effect is fostered by acts of worship. Subhanallah. So as they say, when we place something upon our tongues, we can discern the flavor, sweet, sour, hot, cold, the temperature. In the exact same way, whenever we offer salah, we keep fast, we recite Quran, we make zikr of Allah, we recite invocations and litanies, call others to goodness, recite poetry in the praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listen to naat, listen to nasheed, learn Islamic knowledge, or do any other good deed, our hearts are able to taste the positive and delightful effects of these actions. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So imagine the beauty of the tongue. What a great creation it is. So what a great reminder of the rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if we look at the tongue, it is one of the most sophisticated creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The science tells us that there are over 10,000 receptors on our tongue which are there to help us taste things. Allahu Akbar. And this is the beauty of the of this small piece of flesh, is that the 2/3 of it is controlled, the taste buds and the sensory function of this tongue, 2/3 of that is controlled by one cranial nerve, and 1/3 is controlled by another cranial nerve. Allahu Akbar. So these are the cranial nerves. So the 9th cranial nerve, so there are 12 nerves which come directly from the brain, and they help in the function around the head and neck area. So the nerve number 9, and that is glossopharyngeal nerve. And then we have the 10th nerve, which is the vagus, the 11th, the accessory, and the 12th, the hypoglossal nerve. So just for this small piece of flesh, 2/3 controlled by one nerve, 1/3 controlled by the other. And then the motor function of the nerve, they are controlled by hypoglossal nerve, that nerve number 12. Allahu Akbar. Look at the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, small piece of flesh. It has 8 muscles, 4 intrinsic and 4 extrinsic. And look at how these muscles are intertwined, that when they come together, we can utter words. When they come together, the movement of these muscles, and they help us produce voice. And then when we put something in our tongue, these over 10,000 taste fibers, they help us taste. Such a beautiful creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So would we still not use this tongue to remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Would we still not use this tongue to pay our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using it in those actions which please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then if we do, that's what they say, that if you use this tongue in the righteous manner, then what we're going to do is that this will help foster through these acts of worship which we'll do through our tongue. And that will then help us achieve what? The sweetness of faith. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And then another beautiful example which we are given. So sometimes then, you know, people question and they say it's very difficult, because you know, this is a tongue which by its sudden movement, by its brief of movement, we can earn so much reward for ourselves. We can open the doors of rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is this tongue through which the Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says, famous of his narrations, when Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wassalam, he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala about the person who calls someone to righteousness. And what's the benefit to that person? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, for every kalima, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala awards him 1 year's worth of worship reward. Allahu Akbar. So that's, we can all achieve that through tongue. But then we also then come across this scenario, this situation, is that the sweetness of Iman, the halawa of Iman, how come we don't feel that? How come we are listening about it? The scholars are teaching us, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reinforcing that, and still we don't seem to achieve that sweetness of the faith. We don't achieve that sweetness in our hearts, of our souls. Why is that? And then sometimes we might get so despondent, we might get so disappointed, that we may actually lose our way. We may actually lose these ways which are going to lead us to this path to righteousness. So if it ever happens to us, that's why it's mentioned, Amir al-Sunnah has also mentioned this incident, that there was a person who was constantly saying Allah, 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 and then somehow Shaitan injected this thought in his heart that you are saying Allah, 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 but there is no reply, there is nothing in return. So how do you know whether this is even accepted? This is a great trap of Shaitan. So he also, for a moment, he also thought to himself, that's true. I'm constantly uttering this word. I'm saying the Isme Jalalah. I'm remembering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with His most beautiful, auspicious of names. But I get nothing in return. There is no reply. So he was disappointed. He stopped doing the dhikr. And then as he drifts to sleep, he hears someone, a call from unknown, a word from unknown, a voice from unknown. And it says, why did you stop? And he says, well, I don't get anything in return. Allahu Akbar. And the reply is that for every time you say Allah, there are 100 labbaik hidden in that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmah is attending to you. How? The fact that you have been given the tawfiq to say our name, that is our reply. Without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who would be able to say Allah? Without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how would one use his tongue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So just the mere fact that we have been given tawfiq, that is the reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His grace, through His mercy. So what do we need to do? Why do we not feel that sweetness? So what happened to that person? That he got distracted through the satanic whisper. And then as a result, he stopped it and he was guided back to the path. But then if we are ever disappointed, then remember, as a doctor, when patients come to me and they say, we are taking this particular medicine, and as a result, we have developed this severe distaste of mouth. I can't taste anything. So what do we tell them? Do we say that, oh, you now need to stop medicine, stop this antibiotic, stop whatever you're taking just because you've developed this distaste of mouth, this metallic taste in your mouth that you have, you're unable to taste food, so you don't feel like eating, so that's why you stop medicine? No. The advice is that you must continue to complete the course of that therapy, because that will, if you can get through that course of therapy, then ultimately that will help get rid of the ailment. And then the sweetness, the ability to taste the sweetness of the fruit of the food will return. So similarly, we are also suffering with diseases of soul. We are suffering with diseases of heart. And that's why we have developed this distaste, that we are unable to differentiate, unable to ascertain these different flavors, that is the sweetness of faith. But what do we need to do? We need to keep taking the treatment. And the treatment is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The treatment is the salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The treatment is to continue on this journey of self-improvement. And if we do that, then inshallah, once our ailment is corrected, once we have achieved shifa-e tamma, then inshallah we'll be able to feel the sweetness of faith. We'll be able to feel the sweetness of that which we have just learned about. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, that's why this is so important. So we should not be misguided by shaitan. We should not be distracted by the satanic whispers. But we must continue on this path to righteousness. If no one listens to me, then at least I need to listen myself. This is the journey of self-improvement. I need to improve myself first. And I will do that by istiqamah, by perseverance, by persevering that the path on which I'm walking. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, Dawat Islami has given us this path. Dawat Islami is helping the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in today's day and age, how to implement those principles and how to bring them, modernize them and implement them in 21st century for the betterment of our heart and soul. If we want to see the practical application of that, then adhere to the environment of Dawat Islami. That's where we will learn this process. That's where we learn this process of how to achieve self-fulfillment. That's where we will achieve this, the journey of this self-improvement, inshallah, if we travel with the Madani kafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, if we attend the congregations of Dawat-e-Islami. These are the ways for us to improve ourselves, and these are the ways for us to help develop that sweetness of faith, the flavor in our hearts, in our souls. That's how we are going to achieve that. And then, and that's why the renowned expert of the hadith, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dahalwi, rahmatullah ta'ala, he says, whoever is not pleased with these three matters from the bottom of his heart, what are those three matters? رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Shaykh Abdul Haq rahmatullah ta'ala, he says that if one is not pleased with these three matters from the bottom of his heart, is unable to taste the sweetness of faith. He has faith outwardly, but has not attained its true essence. Allahu Akbar. So the core of faith, the essence of faith, the substance of faith, it lies in what? In following these three principles, in following this, the words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what we need to do. We need to be grateful for the divine decree. We need to be grateful of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has destined for me. And then we achieve the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal by how? By falling on this path, by getting this rida, by getting the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. And we will achieve that if we continue on this journey, if we continue to try and reform ourselves, rectify ourselves, improve ourselves. Then inshallah azza wa jal, this journey will take us to the path which we may not have walked so far. But inshallah, through the environment of Dawat Islami, through the encouragement in this Madani environment gives us, through this religious environment gives us, the motivation which we derive from here, inshallah, that will help us achieve these different steps. And then when someone reaches that particular level, then what does the pleasure of Allah mean to them? What does that sweetness of faith mean to them? Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to Sayyidina Rabia Basariya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. That someone who has consumed herself, who has subsumed herself in the rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the submission to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They, at the height of piety, this saintly person, in her presence, someone makes dua and says, Ya Allah, be pleased with me. Ya Allah, be happy with me. Now, under ordinary circumstances, under usual circumstances, one would say this dua is perfectly fine and is often heard being made. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, be pleased with me, be happy with me. Allahu Akbar, but the friends of Allah, those who have tasted the sweetness of faith at its utmost degree, who have achieved the climax of this sweetness, who have achieved, who have attained such levels which only are worthy of the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which are only deserving of the friendship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that's what she has, that's the status she has achieved. So what does she say? Do you not have shame? Allahu Akbar. She's referring to this person who's asking, Ya Allah, be pleased with me. And she turns around to him and says, what? Do you not have shame? You ask Allah to be pleased with you, whereas you are not pleased with him. Allahu Akbar. You ask for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. You do not show pleasure for him. Allahu Akbar. The person sitting nearby, so he says, what does it mean for a person to be pleased with Allah? So we all aim to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are saying that we are not pleased with him. What does it mean? Explain this for us. And what does she say? When you are pleased upon falling into difficulty, the way you are pleased upon receiving a blessing, only then shall it be said you are pleased with Allah. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. So whichever state we are in, whatever state my Rabb Azza wa Jal, my Creator, my Sustainer, my Lord Azza wa Jal, in whatever state He keeps me, if I'm happy with His division, with His distribution, if I'm happy with the destiny which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has written for me, then only then it means I'm pleased with Him. So an example, they say that a person comes to us and say, you've just won £1 million. Now imagine how happy would one be. We would sit up out of happiness. Our hearts are overjoyed. We wouldn't stop beaming. And perhaps we feel like that it's a dream. On the other hand, if someone says your shop has burned down, all your products are destroyed, imagine the sadness we feel. We would be completely down, disappointed, downtrodden. and signs of anxiety would be visible on our faces. Perhaps we might even shout that I've been destroyed, I've been ruined. And what does the meaning of the Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala statement is? That just as a person is happy upon receiving £1,000,000, would be similarly happy when he loses that £1,000,000. When a person reaches this state of sublimity, when a person reaches this state of ultimate acceptance of the destiny written for him by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then indeed that's the time when he's pleased with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, where do we stand in this standard given by Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha? We know this is our faith. We teach our children as part of Iman-e-Mufassal, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَالشَّرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Good and bad destinies from Allah. So then when good happens, we forget Allah. And when bad happens, we say, oh, there is nothing which good ever happens to me. So then I still deviate from the path of Allah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, this is not the way of a believer. This is not the way of someone who is looking for the fulfillment of faith, who is looking for sweetness of faith. This is not their way. What they would do, they would always be pleased with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then if one can achieve that, then indeed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be pleased with them. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to always aim towards achieving the pleasure of Allah by being pleased with His distribution. And then inshallah azza wa jal, that will then open the ways and will help us take another step in our journey of self-improvement. Stay tuned and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.